Roger's always awesome. You know what? I didn't consume any sugar last month.
Wow.
I didn't. I was in a bet with my sister, Shannon, and we made a decision to not consume any sugar for the entire month of February. And I have to, yeah. If I did, I owed her $75. And if she consumed any sugar, she owed me $75.
But weren't we on a cruise? And I thought I saw you drinking.
Well, it started March 2nd. I texted her from the cruise ship. I texted her and I said, the cruise is one more day. It goes March 1st. Can we start this March 2nd? Excuse me, February 2nd.
Okay.
And she said,
boy, that was good. You had a disclaimer on that one.
Yeah. Guess what, Colleen?
What, Jeff?
It's time for two of our favorite weekend wellness consultants. They're both royal diamonds. What do the names Julie and Susan? Julie and Susan.
Julie and Susan.
And I know that you know them, certainly here in North America, but also in Latin America. They both are individuals who truly have been individuals that carry the banner of Deacon globally.
Yes.
These two women are leaders in our organization. They are leaders in Deacon, and they have been with us doing so for many years. Both royal diamonds, and it's our honor today to introduce them to you. I have known Julie Tara for more than 15 years now. And if you've ever had time to be around her, you know that she truly is a beacon of light. She shines. And the reason she shines is because she cares about people. And she cares about people at a very deep level. And the reason she's been so successful as a Deacon Wellness Consultant, the reason she's reached the rank that she has, is because when she sees someone, she truly sees a human being standing before her. She wants them to be better in every way. It's why she's helped so many people. It's why she continues to not just work with her organization in depth, but also to work frontline with people that she meets at the yoga studio, in the coffee shop, and in line at the grocery store all day long. She's an amazing individual. We'll have a chance to learn from her in just a moment. But also, in addition to Julie,
we have Susan Carver. And I got the chance to see Susan in action, and I realized after hanging out with Susan in Orlando or wherever I am with her, and she is a nonstop weekend talking, walking machine. She talks to everyone, she brings everyone into the business, she offers the opportunity to everyone she meets. And I realized, having hung around her for a while, and anyone who wants to be successful, just follow Susan. She just came off a 23-day, 8-city tour of South America, and lucky you in Latin America. It was, she gets off the plane, she turns around and comes here. So she is truly diehard in this business. I just love her presentations. The first presentation I ever heard from Susan was called The Late Gratification. And I've never heard the topic explained so well as what she presented that day. And if you ever get a chance to hear that presentation, I don't know if she's doing that today or not, but pretty incredible for new people getting in the business. Anyway, I just want to welcome these ladies up this morning or this afternoon, because we're going to have a great 30 minutes with Susan Carver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Susan and Julie! Susan and Julie!
Within. And I don't know if everyone in the audience believes that there's a greatness within. There really is. There's something fabulous inside of you that we need to access to really come out and become who we're supposed to be. So this first slide here is stop looking for the magic. What does it say about you? You are it. One more time. Stop looking for the magic. So I came across this book. Julie's enlightened me. She's more of a reader than I am, but I'm catching up. She's only $6 million ahead of me. Even though, so I figured I'll read some of those she's in. So this is called the Motivation Manifesto. It's by Brendon Burchard. And as we were looking to put this topic together, there was something that just jumped out that I think is so key. Because when we think of accessing the greatness, like, well, I need to do a great one-on-one, I need to do a great wellness preview, I need to do a great follow-up, I need to be great in all these areas, and that skill set doesn't come the first day you open your company. It does not. You may think it does, but then you start to get around other people. I've seen amazing wellness reviews, and I'm like, oh, mine's not so good. I need to keep working on that. But the secret that lies in here, accessing your greatness, is something that I think will surprise many of you, as it did when I started to research this topic. He says, if we wish to be a person of greatness, it will require a stunning release of love into the world. Let me say that again. If we wish to be a person of greatness, it will require a stunning release of love into the world. This energy gives us access to every power that humans can create, a connection to one another. Is that how we get customers? Is that how we get business partners? We have to create that connection. A connection of caring, of patience, of thoughtfulness, of kindness, and empathy. With love resonating through our souls, we're able to energize those around us and with a startling power. And it says nothing in here about having to be in the business 6 months or a year or 2 years or learning this or learning that. And it's really just giving yourself that vulnerable situation of saying, I'm going to release love. And a lot of you in here are still struggling with that. And at times I go back to the place of business, and then I go back into the space of love. But at least I'm conscious of it. And Julie and I shared that when we were at the conference in Colorado. We got into this rhythm where it's just we're in this space of love, and just wonderful things are happening. And so when you're in this space of love, it's interesting to me because when I get into that zone, I'm very aware of it. And then it's like I'm being picked up by my shirt collar and I'm just being moved over here and I'm put in the situation that I'm supposed to be. Just had no plans for anything. That's the situation. And that situation is I know that I'm being directed. You know, we tell people in this business that we don't have a boss. And the longer I've been in this business, I realize I do have a boss. And that boss makes sure I'm in the right situation, and he's leading me where I'm supposed to be at the right time. So my question to you, is if you're struggling to find this greatness, if you're struggling to find this light inside of you, here's the tip that I got from here. You're not being vulnerable. You have to be vulnerable. You have to just let it out without any thinking of what's coming back. Are they not going to return your phone call? Or they decide they were getting the products on Friday and then Sunday comes and then all of a sudden they're not. So the thing that keeps us from this greatness, if this man is actually saying the truth, is the fact of our vulnerability. We don't want to be vulnerable to the rejection. We don't want to be vulnerable for not achieving something that we thought that might be good for them and might be good for us. So we get into this space of I don't want to be vulnerable, so I'm going to keep the love in. The secret to greatness is to allow that love to come out and just let it flow. And whatever happens is going to happen.
And so this was really a fascinating thing, and your journey to greatness, as you have that journey, and it really is discovering things in yourself that you never thought you had. I thought I had a limit, and then I started working in South America, and then the limit got moved, and then a 12-hour day, I can do a 14-hour day. And it's a journey of what you think you can do and what you can accomplish. And it grows, as Dr. Brad said earlier. He had no idea. He knew something good was going to happen, but the specifics weren't quite there, but he was enthusiastic. So the journey of greatness really is when your love of easy and your love of complacency are overpowered by compassion and courage. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the results are. You're just going to release the love and release the love. And so I wish I had a 4-hour talk on how to help you access your greatness. But according to the Motivation Manifesto, it is basically just letting your light shine and letting people see that, and that's enough. And then little by little, we fill in how to be a little bit sharper with talking to people and follow-up and wellness previews and one-on-ones and some of the skills that are required to be successful. But it first starts with the love. And there's many of you I know in this audience, and I can speak for my own team, that have not yet released the love. And some of you are here. And I've seen you in the halls, and I've seen you in the restaurants. And it's interesting to me because 23 days in a row, not one day off, and I can look at these people, and I know I'm happier. Because that love was just released for 23 days, and how I felt about what happened and the lives that were touched, I feel really good about it. I'm not tired. I just feel good about being able to release that. So it's not this big, long thing. It's the journey of just saying, the love of being easy, I'm done with it. I'm ready for something special. I'm ready for a challenge in my life that's going to take me somewhere. So let me go back for just a second. So I was at the end of my trip, and I was in this beautiful space that we talk about that we get into. And I checked into a hotel with two other people that were traveling around Colombia. And the hotel's energy didn't feel right. It wasn't a bad hotel, but the energy wasn't right in that room. And I sat down on the bed, and the bellman was, putting all the suitcases out. And I said, no, there's something wrong here. In a very nice way, I said, we're going to be checking out now. This room doesn't feel right. I can't spend 3 days in this room. It was dark, and there was no, it was just the wrong energy. And so we got up, and we left, and we went to another hotel. And we went to the front desk, and I said, may I see one of your rooms? I heard this was another good place to stay. It's not where the event is, but this is what I'd like to do. And so the security guard took me up, and we went and saw a room, and the energy was good, and it was by a pool. A very simple hotel, but the energy was kind of cool, and had some care and love had been put into it. And I'm walking down the stairs, and I'm heading toward the front desk, where this is. And I see a lady standing there with a little girl in a wheelchair. And I come around the corner and at the desk, and I look at the little girl. She's about 12 years old. And then I said to the person that was traveling with me, she looked at me and I looked at her and I said, I know why we're here. I know why we're here. The mother was leaving the hotel because the insurance had run out. Her daughter's in town for operation, and the insurance money had run out, so her daughter has cerebral palsy. Her operation was coming up, and they had no place to stay. At that very moment, that young lady passed my path. And it was just this warm feeling of, I'm supposed to be here. I wasn't supposed to be here. See, your greatness, you'll get assistance, with things as you come along, because you'll get moved to places you weren't supposed to be there, and you were there, and something magical happened. And so, I don't speak Spanish. The Wi-Fi was down in the hotel, and I'm frantically trying to find a video of the cerebral palsy young girl and her father to show it to this mother so I can invite her to the event, so I can get her on the nature rest pad for a couple of hours during the preview. And the girl behind the desk, she felt that, even though she didn't speak English. And she went on her phone and got her phone and got the video up and played it. And I asked her in broken Spanish, "Would you meet me at the so-and-so hotel? I'd love to get your daughter on this mattress pad." And she showed up. And that's what happened. So it wasn't a greatness of being a world diamond, because any of you in this room, if you had released your love, something great would have happened. And she laid there, and she came in very, very drawn up, and she just laid there, and I was up speaking, and another lady that's here today was up speaking, and I was like, I gotta get this thing done, because I want to go back in the room, and I want to see, little by little, what's happening with her progress. After laying on that technology for 2 hours, her mother slung her over for the first time in her life like a bag of potatoes, because she was limp enough to actually bring her daughter over her arm. And we closed the meeting, and I said to him, I said, "I will be getting the pad for this young lady. I will be getting the chair for her wheelchair. She will have 4 bracelets, and she will have the water. We need your address, because I will be shipping the products to your home." Rejection or anything like that. Well, the second night I do a business training. And I walk into the room with some of the leaders over here who are setting up for the business training. And who shows up? The mother and the grandmother. And they're like, "There's a business here?" And I said, "Yes, there is." I'm leaving Bogota after meeting these wonderful people. And the woman I'm traveling with gets a voicemail from the woman in the pink shirt. And she said in Spanish, and Mariela and I are sitting there in the hotel, and we're just bawling because she's begging Mariela, "Please, please teach me how to do this. Teach me how to do this business. I promise to be a very good student." It's not about a total skill set yet. It'll come. My skill set came little by little by little. The first step in greatness is to release your love and then let whatever powers it be move you to where you're supposed to be, because we have the products. We're just waiting for you to be vulnerable and compassionate and open to whatever's going to happen to you with rejection, positive or negative. Open up, be in that love space, and you will have your greatness, because it's what? One more time?
In you.
It's in you. Thank you so much.